I want to talk about two major head coaching changes in the SEC. One I love, one, well, let's talk about it. So, I'm not going to go too in-depth on one of these because I already did a video about it and it was a foregone conclusion, but there are two major head coaching changes that have happened in the last couple of days that I want to talk about. First, I want to talk about the one that I love, and that is Tulane head coach John Sumrall being named the new coach of Florida. The reason that I love this is very simple. In the last video I did, I talked about John Sumrall and how I loved his remarks about his team, who, despite being 10-2, he could not believe that his team was ranked in the top 25 in the country, believing that they were not a top 25 team. He said, if we're ranked in the top 25, there must be some bad teams in the country. And I said that I loved this because it showed his style, more of a hard nose, nothing is good enough type of thing, and his players obviously respond to that. And it goes to show when you know that John Sumrall played linebacker, I believe it was at Kentucky. And so that's kind of a defensive guy's mentality. It's like the next play, be better, be better. And so when Sumrall's name came up as potentially the top choice for the Florida job once Lane Kiffin was off the board, whether you want to believe that he was ever on the board for Florida or not, because they moved on first, I really like this idea. And Sumrall, in four seasons as a head coach, two at Troy, two at Tulane, has a 42-11 head coaching record. And yes, I'm a little bit partial because Troy is my parents' alma mater, so I was already a fan of his before he even got to Tulane. But even though it is Troy and Tulane, something to note here is that John Sumrall has won 9 or more games all 4 seasons as a head coach. He's a 2-time Sun Belt champion with Troy and took Tulane to back-to-back title games in their conference as well. Now, you could say, and this resume isn't super impressive as far as pedigree, right? Troy and Tulane are not the big schools. They are launching point schools, and they know that. But something to note here is Sumrall has a similar resume to Kalen DeBoer before he showed up at Washington. Washington was Kalen DeBoer's first major head coaching job. And now DeBoer is in the SEC at Alabama, despite how I may feel about that hire. That's not what this is about. John Sumrall is just skipping the Washington part of it, going straight to the SEC. Normally, like I did with DeBoer, I would say maybe that's not the right move. Maybe that is a bit quick. He doesn't have a lot of big-time experience. But the reason why I like this is because Florida is rudderless right now. Florida has not won 9 or more games since 2019 under Dan Mullen. Florida has not been to an SEC title since 2020, and they haven't won an SEC title since 2008 when Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow were still in town. So Florida has basically had their identity stripped from them for several years now. They've tried to find the right coach. They tried Jim McElwain, who did have some success. They tried Dan Mullen, who, as I mentioned, took them to their last SEC title game. They tried Billy Napier. That was a disaster. So it's been a long time coming for Florida to find their guy. And while John Sumrall is not a guarantee, what I do like about this is it's not like he's taking over for Nick Saban or Kirby Smart. Florida is looking for that new direction, that fresh voice, that person that can build them back into the contender they usually have been in the past. Sumrall played linebacker at Kentucky. He's a defensive guy going to a conference that is known for his defensive dominance. Sumrall is a guy that players like, and you don't have to look any further than the other coach I'm going to talk about in the back half of this video, and that's Lane Kiffin. Playoff. and he was rejected. Now, you might think that is the status quo. Generally, if a coach decides they're going to move on, they move on immediately. But John Sumrall will coach Tulane through their postseason game, whatever that may look like. So that shows you right there. While Ole Miss wanted to get Lane Kiffin out of town as soon as possible, Tulane has accepted its role as the springboard school and is happy for John Sumrall to get this opportunity. So he's staying and finishing the job with his players. That says a lot to me. And I think that while Florida is looking for new direction and is looking for a leader to bring them back to where they're supposed to be, that means that expectations are a little bit lower than, say, Lane Kiffin has going into LSU. Florida has not been competitive for the last couple of years in the best conference in football. I think this John Sumrall hire makes so much sense in that he is a no-nonsense guy. He's a defensive specialist that can help bring defense first back to a proud SEC school that is in need of a recharge. So I love that. On the flip side of that, the other coach I want to talk about, as I mentioned, Lane Kiffin has been named the new coach at LSU. And if you watched the last video I did on him, to me, and I got a lot of flack for this, him leaving Ole Miss doesn't make a lot of sense to me. He built that up. He rebuilt his reputation only to do the thing that he's known for doing all over again. And I'm not going to go into, I think this was a bad move. In this video, I've done that once for the sake of time. I want to move on. But what I do want to talk about is, as I mentioned, Lane Kiffin has once again torn down his reputation. As I said, he was able to rebuild his reputation at Ole Miss, and that's what made it such a great fit. Ole Miss didn't have the expectation, didn't have the program in place that expects to win every year. So he was able to rebuild and re-stabilize himself as a force to be reckoned with in the coaching ranks. But with this reminding us that he had to rebuild his reputation, let's look back at that reputation. Before he went 55-19 at Ole Miss, and like I said, was denied the opportunity to coach Ole Miss in the postseason, he left Tennessee after one season because he wanted the USC job. He was fired from USC. Then he was relieved of his duties as the Alabama offensive coordinator during bowl season after he accepted the FAU head coaching job. Then he left FAU for Ole Miss. And while at Ole Miss, it is reported that he begged for the Alabama job and didn't get it. And now he's left Ole Miss in the lurch with a new head coach for LSU. Which, again, I'm not going to go into it, but I will reiterate for the sake of this narrative, is that I don't believe that's a step up. Yes, if he was walking into a roster that makes sense, if he was walking into a roster that performed well, maybe. But Lane Kiffin built Ole Miss into a contender that has a chance to play for the national title. Without him, that remains to be seen if they'll get that far. But Brian Kelly, say what you will, is a good head coach, and this season in Baton Rouge was nothing short of a disaster. They were supposed to be a top team. Garrett Nussmeier was supposed to be the Heisman favorite, and it was a disaster. So that team was supposed to win and failed miserably. If you ask me, I would rather stay with a team that I built and I know they can win, rather than go to a giant question mark that just failed with a good head coach. So, with that being said, I don't necessarily think it's a step up long term, probably, because LSU is a more desirable job on the face of it than Ole Miss. But it doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth that after long deliberation and many chances to double down his commitment to his school and his players, even if he was deciding to leave, he never spoke up in support of Ole Miss in this process. We've seen it before where coaches say, I'm fully committed to this school, this team, and then they leave because that's what you say to the media. Lane Kiffin never said that. Then he takes forever to decide between seemingly two schools, until one of the schools moves on from him. Then he takes the job, is denied the chance to coach in the postseason, and then leaves town immediately to a barrage of fans booing and cursing him as he boards a private jet. Then he gets to LSU and says, "It's not about the money, it's about the players," which is the most disingenuous thing he could have possibly said, because you just left a bunch of players that were counting on you, and we know how much you're getting paid, so we don't buy any of that. And it is reported that he told all the coaches at Ole Miss, he basically offered them spots on the LSU coaching staff, and he said, "If you're not on this jet with me, you lose the opportunity at the job," which really puts a bad taste in my mouth. Again, that's reported. I don't know if that was actually said, but there were several offensive coaches that did make the trip with him from Oxford to Baton Rouge. So that does lend credibility to that statement. But it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. If you're going to leave the school that you built and put back on the map in a hurry after they basically dumped you, after you basically said, "I'm looking around," and they said, "Get out now," they kicked you out. And then you say, "If you're not on that plane with me, basically, you're out of my life." That just really puts a bad taste in my mouth. It's not the best analogy to say they kicked him out, he took the job, but Scott Van Pelt said something on ESPN in the past couple of days that really made me laugh, but it's pretty poignant. He said, "If your wife leaves you and then immediately asks to show up to Thanksgiving the next month for the kids, you're not going to want them there." It's that kind of situation, which I laughed and it's funny, but it did kind of put it into perspective that of course they're not going to want him around. He would not support them publicly when his future was in the air. And then you go to a hated rival school, not that far away, but you want to coach the team you're leaving behind in the bowl game, because, quote unquote, you've earned it. That's where I compare and contrast Sumrall to Lane Kiffin. Tulane obviously loves and is appreciative for what Sumrall did and happy for his opportunity. So they said, "Yes, coach with us to the end." Ole Miss said, "Get out of town." So regardless of how I feel about Lane Kiffin taking the job, it certainly doesn't paint him in a great light and kind of tarnishes the reputation that he had taken years to rebuild at FAU and Ole Miss all over again. This is what Lane Kiffin does. He's always looking for the better opportunity. If I was LSU, I wouldn't trust him. And I imagine the leash is going to be pretty short because LSU is one of those schools that has an expectation to win a championship every year. But let me know what you think in the comments about both of these hires. Do you think Sumrall is going to be the right coach to turn Florida around? Do you think Lane Kiffin has a chance to be the next great head coach at LSU and win a title like Saban, like Les Miles, like Ed Orgeron? Or is this just another stop for both of these coaches? Let me know in the comments. For Empire Sports Talk, I am Roman Gennaro. I'll see you on the next one.